We are going to continue the hour by talking about books. There have been a ton of books written about leadership, and many of those have looked back to great leaders in history to draw lessons. Very few of those books, though, have focused on great women leaders in history. And that is where our next guest comes in. Jan Benedict Steenkamp is a professor at UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School. He's just published a new book, Warrior, Queen, Scientist, Activist, Gritty Women Who Bent the Arc of History. It is out now, just in time for the end of March, which has been Women's History Month, and he joins us here now in the studio. JB, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Wonderful. Great honor to be here.
So tell us about, before we get into the book, what inspired the project in the first place?
Well, you actually already mentioned it, that there's very little written about women. And I've been a student of history, before that I was even a teenager. And when I look at my own library, which is hundreds of books on history, I kind of, at one point or another, noticed that there is very little, very few about women, but also more general history books that aren't biographies. Women feature very little in those books. And that made me wonder, did actually women contribute so little, or is this an oversight? And when I looked at my own life, my own personal hero in shaping my own leadership style, that was a woman. That was British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. When I look at my own students over four decades of teaching, more often than not, these students were females and had often were leaders in the class. And I tested my ideas in different organizations, the military and other ones. And I found time and again the response, yes, actually, there is very little written about women. And it doesn't seem right. And that kind of provided the impetus for me to start on this journey of exploration and research.
25 women profiled in this book from all across time, going back to ancient days up to the present day, all over the world. You mentioned Margaret Thatcher, and I'll also mention Angela Davis is included in this book, and everyone in between on the political spectrum. Yes. As well. How did you identify the women?
Well, there were many more women that I could identify, and I'd written chapters that I then did not include. So why these 25 women? I had a couple of goals with this book. I wanted to show the ubiquity of impactful women across time. It's not only a 21st century phenomenon. It's actually as old as humankind. Second thing is, I wanted to show that women have been impactful in a wide range of societies. So I didn't only look at time, but I also looked at space. So I have women from the Middle East, North Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, the Americas, Europe, Asia, and so forth. And I wanted to look at the impact of women of three key areas of human endeavor: war, politics, and the fight for human rights. So then you get actually, if you cross tap all these things, you get a lot of different cells. And I wanted to have at least one woman in each of these cells to show that women are impactful, women are ubiquitous. So that guided my choice.
And you mentioned you've written a couple chapters that didn't get included in the book. That was going to be my next question. You profiled 25 women in the book. Who was number 26? Who were the last ones that got left out?
The last one to left out is St. Catherine of Siena. Mm. She is a very impactful woman who lectured the Pope in the 14th century, very uncommon. So essentially, she steeled the Pope and used language towards him that was actually quite unseemly. She also brought peace to the Italian peninsula. And she actually, her life in terms of her devotion towards the sick and the downtrodden was exemplary. So the wonderful things around it, but I wanted to limit myself to 25. That sounds like a right number.
And of those 25, which ones stand out to you as the most fascinating stories, or the ones that you learned the most about, maybe that you didn't know going in?
So for me personally, Margaret Thatcher has been the most important because she came to power when I was an undergraduate student and a grad student. She really shook up England, and for Europeans, I come from the Netherlands originally. England is a very important country and often an example. And she went where no man dared to go. So she succeeded also where a long string of male successors failed. So for me personally, that was very impactful. Another person which I found to be fascinating is the Angolan Queen Jinga. Mm. And the strength in that story was her Protean skill of adapting herself to different situations, but always having the end goal in sight, and that is to keep Angola free from the Portuguese colonial invaders. So the way how she did it, it was actually grit to the highest possible extent. Mm. Very impressive story, I think.
I love that story, that chapter, and Clara Barton was the other one that stood out to me, because you know her, I think people know her as, oh, the trivia question, like, who founded the American Red Cross? Clara Barton, and that's kind of where knowledge ends, but she had a fascinating story, too.
Yes, Clara Barton is an incredibly impressive woman, and is not nearly as well known as she should be. Mm. She did terrific things in the Civil War. And as I write in my book, the kind of things that she saw there, I mean, most people, men and women, would scream and run away. So horrible were the wounds and everything. So she was essentially a nurse. And, you know, actually the army didn't really want her so much, but she persevered. Then she founded the Red Cross, which obviously is an extremely important organization. So what she essentially has done in two major contributions to U.S. society, in war, she saved the lives of countless soldiers. And then afterwards, in peace, she founded the American Red Cross, which has saved the lives of countless people and relieved suffering in the U.S. and beyond as well.
Speaking with J.B. Steenkamp again, professor at UNC, author of Warrior, Queen, Scientist, Activist, Gritty Women Who Bent the Arc of History, brand new book that's just out. And you're the author, but this was a collaborative effort as well. We talked about before we started, you were working with a historian at UNC on this too, right?
Yes. This book could not have been written without my close collaboration with Professor Fred Naden. He is a professor of history at UNC. He has read every chapter. We discussed every chapter. He corrected things, but he also challenged me on a number of things, so I had to improve the game. And it is a great example, in my view, how actually two great schools, that is arts and sciences, and history is very strong in arts and sciences, and the Keenan Flagler Business School, belonging to one and the same university, UNC, can actually make us stronger. That is the kind of synergy that is wonderful to be at such a university.
And it's a great historical book, but at the end of the day, this is a book about leadership. So what lessons should we be drawing from the book about leadership?
I think there is, if I just summarize it in one leadership lesson, is that you can be highly educated, you can be not so highly educated, you can be highly intelligent, a little less intelligent, etc. All these things may be desirable, you know, intelligence, education, but there is one thing that is indispensable. That is what my book has really shown. These 25 women all had one thing in common, and that is grit, the ability to persevere and overcome against incredible odds. All these women, they rose to the challenge. It was tough, and sometimes the cost for them were very high, but if you want to be really an impactful leader, it's great. And why this is a powerful lesson is, this is a lesson that I could draw across something like 3,000-4,000 years of history, because that is the span of my book, across all continents, across all ethnicities, across all social classes. And we can ourselves, women and men, we can build our grit. We are not born with grit. We can build our grit through the way how we address challenges. So last week I had a root canal. I don't have to explain anything how unpleasant it was. And so I actually went in there. Okay, I thought, you know, okay, I've now written this book and I've seen that grit is so important. Let me use this extremely unpleasant event as a way how to build some grit, to build resilience. And so I kind of applied some of these things. Nobody wants a root canal, but nobody wants bad things, thrown at them. But they will be thrown at you anyway. Yeah. And therefore, you can use them as an opportunity to build grit, or you can essentially let it overwhelm you. So I tried to do it a little bit like that, inspired by the women in this book.
It's got
to
be a blessing and a curse, because you've written the book and now you know how important grit is. But now you've written the book, so you have to have grit when you go into the root canal. You can't flake out on it after having just published this thing, right?
That's true. I mean, I think some level of consistency is important. It's not easy. but it can be done.
I also love how in some of the chapters, you're also willing to explore how these leaders failed as well, like because that's part of their stories too, and that also teaches us leadership lessons.
Yes. It's just like there are great men that ultimately failed. Napoleon is, for example, a great example of a great man who failed. There have also been women that failed, although in the longer run of things, actually, they may have succeeded. But we talked earlier about Clara Barton. I have a great admiration for her. But actually, she failed in building up the Red Cross to that higher level organization as opposed to it being a one-woman show. So the sad story about her is that she was actually ousted by the leadership of the Red Cross. And before you we believe those are men, no, the primary mover in this was actually a woman. But it was because they felt that she was unable, as an entrepreneur, is very common in business, an entrepreneur having difficulty in getting the organization to the next level. And people felt that she was unable to do that. So you could say she failed, ultimately, although it would be absurd. She considered at the end of her life a failure because she was ousted. But her life was, of course, a great success.
Speaking again with J.B. Steenkamp, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. The book is Warrior Queen, Scientist, Activist, Gritty Women Who Bent the Arc of History. It's out now. We've got to wrap up the conversation. What else should folks know about the book and where can people go to most easily find it?
The easiest way to find it is on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or you can get it directly from the publisher at Ex Libris. You can go to my website where there is all the information, www.jbsteenkamp.com. There you have the links, but also more information about the book and the video, which you might want to check out. I think a final thing is that I want to emphasize is this is a book written about women, but the book is actually relevant for women and men alike. Just as women today are inspired by great men, think about Churchill, Roosevelt, or other ones, just as much men should be inspired by great women. It is absurd to think that men cannot be inspired by great women. I was inspired by Margaret Thatcher. Other people may be inspired by Angela Davis or may be inspired by is completely somebody else. It is a book actually to celebrate the contributions of women and doing that not in an ideological way, but thoroughly researched and thoroughly documented.
Warrior Queen, Scientist, Activist, Gritty Women Who Bent the Arc of History. That's the title of the book. It's out now. J.B. Steenkamp, thank you so much for being with us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.